U.S. and Iraqi forces have stepped up efforts to keep Baghdad secure and deter insurgent attacks around the capital. In the mission they call Operation Law and Order, coalition troops set up vehicle checkpoints while foot patrols search house to house, all in an effort to flush out militia members and confiscate their weapons. U.S. troops also are leaving their barracks and military bases, moving to smaller security stations throughout Baghdad so they can be close to the people they are protecting. Major General Jim Simmons oversees Army air operations in Iraq. Under the new security plan, he says helicopters overhead will protect troops on the ground.
We fly day, night. We adjust based on what the enemy's doing. We fly differently in different parts of the country, and that will continue.
And insurgents have taken notice. Simmons confirms that the United States has seized al-Qaeda documents in Iraq, indicating the group has created a handbook for targeting coalition aircraft.
They're using 2 to 3 weapon systems employed where they think we're going to fly, and they're very patient.
An insurgent group released this video shortly after a Marine chopper crashed 2 weeks ago. 7 service members died. U.S. officials say the al-Qaeda in Mesopotamia group claims to have shot down 3 helicopters recently. In the past 30 days, 7 U.S. helicopters have gone down. In Washington, Congress is preparing to debate President Bush's request for nearly $100 billion more for the U.S. military effort in Iraq and Afghanistan. Opposition Democrats in the House are willing to fund Mr. Bush's request, but with the condition that the administration adheres to strict standards for troops' equipment and training. The House has passed a non-binding resolution expressing disapproval for the president's plan to station more troops in Iraq, but a similar resolution failed in the Senate Saturday. President Bush is sending nearly 22,000 additional troops to Iraq, expanding the U.S. combat force by more than 15%. Since the invasion of Iraq nearly 4 years ago, more than 3,000 U.S. troops have died there. Sean Maroney, VOA News.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。